Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
And I guess you're waiting for the intro. Here it is.
Expect the unexpected. Seeing before you know it, his covenant's not in vain. Once his promises start showing, so put your faith in motion. Praise him before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio. So come and listen in. It's Covenant Cafe. Come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic Laces in the building for the moms and pops and children. Ushers, pastors, musicians. Listen and pay attention. Expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I'll believe whatever he says. So glorify his name, he's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Welcome back to the Covenant Cafe. Your host, of course, is Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
And we're back a couple of days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Reeking some change before New Year's.
Mm.
All that stuff. And a couple of days after, it was supposed to be all over.
Yes.
We're back. Mm. How's your week been?
My week has been it's been very, very good as far as productivity. Had some interviews. I was getting interviews on a couple of local radio stations. And yesterday I had a video shoot. Y'all be on the lookout for Better Days. This music video is awesome. It's smashing all the other music videos. It's a powerful message. And there's a comical end. Also, I had a show last night at the Pangea Live. So that was what's up as well. So, you know, we doing some great things. You know, I got to throw in some advertisement. Make sure you guys go to www.poeticlace.com to see everything that we're doing because we are truly touching people. You know, I had to throw that in there. But it's all good. How was your weekend, bro?
It was good. Before even getting into that, we already have a caller on line one. Let's see. Let's go to our line. Caller, you are on the air with the Covenant Cafe. Your host, Lamont Ferguson.
Poetic Lace.
Hey, how you doing?
We good. How are you?
I'm great. Do you know who you're talking to?
No.
This is Crystal P.
Crystal.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great. You know what? I was looking at this number, right? And I got to see if you a real person from this particular area that you are from. What up, though?
I don't know.
I was just about to say, what you want me to say? What up, though?
What up, though?
I already knew it. I already knew it.
It was either that or with some gators and furs on the phone.
Yeah, I'm from the D as well.
I already knew it. Here we go.
Detroit natives are here online right now.
Absolutely.
It's gonna be.
I'm gonna conjure up a whole bunch of Floridians, and we're gonna start a movement on here because I'm tired of this.
It's gonna be a colorful show from now on, I guess.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, before we get started, we're gonna do our prayer before we get started, and then we'll move on. So, Lace has a words for the day.
All right. So, our word for today is really to be truthful and honest. It's based around Christmas, but it's kind of an untold story for some reason. The scripture comes from Matthew 27:45-46, which reads, "Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. In about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, when I read this scripture a long time ago, you know, I took it in the perception of like, oh, yeah, Jesus can relate to this because even he felt that God had left him. But today in church, I got an even more powerful revelation, and it's really dealing why what Christmas is and why Jesus came. In this particular moment in time, you remember 33 years up until this point, Jesus had done no flaw. He was the perfect person. He is God in the flesh. But at this particular moment when he got on the cross, he became sin. Now, remember, God is holy and God hates sin. So God turns his back to sin. So at this particular moment, you have Jesus who is on the cross, who has literally been forsaken by God because he is sin. He became sin for our sin and to die for us. So it touched my heart very deep because to think about somebody being perfect all this time and being God and everything like that and dying for us, taking all that for us, yet there comes times in our lives where we won't even do a little bit of sacrifice for the next man. Or there'll be times where we won't even do sacrifice for God. When Jesus himself, the Son of God, went through all of that and then became the very thing that his Father, our Father, God hates, just so we can have a relationship with him. So in this holiday season, what I'm encouraging is for you to keep in mind that what is the reason? The reason is Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus because look what he did for us. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that he even turned his back on his own son, his only son at that, just so we can have a relationship with him. So my encouragement to start the show is that we act in love, that we all cling and remember who Jesus is, what he did, what he came for. We're not worried about Christmas trees. We're not worried about the gifts. All that's nice to give and everything, and even receiving, it's a blessing to get gifts. But remember that Jesus is the point of this season, of this day, this year, of everything, our lives, our existence, period. All glory goes to God. And that is the word to start the show.
All right.
There it is. Boom. Now, Crystal Pete, how was your week?
Actually, it's been pretty busy, pretty hectic, but I can't complain. It's a good
All
hectic.
Right.
That's good.
You know, I have something along the lines of that for our little story for today. And it's going to be pretty interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, this young lady here is out of Detroit, Michigan. The land of the struggle. We know, I tell you what, we know how to struggle.
Yeah.
We some struggling somebody's boy, I'm telling you. What are you, east side, west side, northwest, northwest side, what side?
I'm actually in Oak Park. So I'm just two blocks off of 8 Mile. I'm in Oak Park.
Oh, okay. As a matter of fact, they just took up your light poles like a year ago. Did they do your house?
Uh-uh. We got police out here. We got to be
police. I was reading that about a year ago. They was thinking about taking up the light poles because Oak Park was in so much debt.
Yeah, no, they haven't taken them up. You know, they'll find a millage to pass before they do that.
Time out. So you telling me this one particular area is in so much debt that they took the light poles up?
Actually, no, that was Highland Park. I believe it was Highland Park.
Yeah, that's
well,
Highland
Park.
That ain't Oak Park. We Jewish over here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's dang.
Yeah, they couldn't see, the kids couldn't see on their way to school, and
Now, this is my question. So you're saying the government don't come in or nothing, like, I'm talking about lights, like, you just one particular is in so much debt that they're like, nah, we taking y'all light poles, so y'all get right.
Yeah, they owed a lot of money to DTE.
They took out, was it about 1,000 light poles?
I don't know what they ended up doing. It was just dark.
You just wasn't over there, huh?
Crazy, crazy. So just like Gotham City. But anyway, let's get our listeners, give us a little background about Crystal P. What are you about? What is your background? Where are you headed? What are your goals? Stuff like that.
Well, I am Crystal P., a comedian from the Detroit area. I do Christian comedy, gospel comedy, just basically clean comedy. People always say, you know, you're a Christian comedian. I'm a Christian regardless. So
right.
Whether I'm a mom, a friend, sister, employee, I'm a Christian. It's just that my comedy, I don't use any profanity. And that has been my premise since I started back in 2004, to be able to bring funny and bring it hard, just like you would see on the Deaf Comedy Jams or BET, but without the profanity. I have been doing this, like I said, since November 2004. I've done Showtime at the Apollo, Last Comic Standing. I've recorded a show, A Time to Laugh, with Vicky Winans for BET. I've opened for Steve Harvey. I've opened for Tracy Morgan, Incognito, and traveled all over the place. And you're familiar with the Fox Theater in Detroit. I've been there twice, been to the Music Hall, been to the Royal Oak Music Theater. So I'm getting those opportunities that most secular people, or people would call it, get. And it gives people an example. You can still keep your integrity and maintain your standard in anywhere you go. People think, well, why would you go and perform at the club? No different than Jesus going out in the highway and byway. Everybody at the
Amen.
Church is already saved.
Amen.
So you have to go into those territories. Just because you go into that territory doesn't mean that you change who you are and what you do.
Yes.
Jesus was still love. He still brought the message, but he didn't always bring it at the church.
Mm.
And that's been my premise, to be an example, to show people that you can, you know, infiltrate these areas, so to speak, and still maintain your standard. And my standard has been not to use profanity on stage.
Oh, that's good.
Good stuff.
That's some good stuff.
Well, Crystal,
mm-hmm.
I like you. this is funny, though. Before the show, I was clowning with Lamont, and I was like, because I had just got, D just called me before the show, and he was like, yeah, we got another co-host to come on with you guys. Now, I was like, okay, cool. But in my mind, I was like, man, who you got on this show throwing our chemistry, like clowning? So I called him, I'm like, I'm going to tell D the truth. If I don't like her, she ain't staying. Just clowning. But for real, like, I rocks with you. You know, I rocks with you.
I appreciate that. And it's you know, it's so funny to be what some people refer to as a comedian's comedian. And that's usually where other comedians can appreciate you. And that's, you know, I like being considered that. When other people, just not even in the comedy realm, in the radio hosting realm, I've hosted several different shows, is that people receive me. I never want to be in a situation where people think that, okay, well, who is this coming up, or is she a diva, or, you know, what is that about? And people that, they, you know, receive me, and that they love me and appreciate me for who I am and what I do. And that we just kick, because I'm just regular people. A lot of time people, they'll introduce me and they start running off all these credits, and I'm still sitting there when they call my name. I'm like, oh, that was me. Oh, okay. You know, I'm not into all of that, being ushered in from the VIP entrances and things of that nature. Now, don't get me wrong, I like the perks and whatnot, but I'm just not one of those people, you know, who requires all red M&Ms and white grapes being peeled, and, you know, that's just not who I am. I like to be amongst the people and just having fun. Good, you know, good clean, wholesome fun.
Oh, that's good. Well, we're gonna actually let's get into some of the current events real quick. And also, what I was gonna say is about the profanity, which is funny because I substitute teach, and like I'm in a high school, and if you're a student, a child, you're not supposed to be using profanity anyway. Okay. Right. So why did I redirect one of these children? I say, okay, can you please not use profanity, please? Oh, you must be a Christian.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, wait, what does that have to do with you cursing? You're not supposed to be cursing, period.
Period.
Whether I'm a Christian or not, what does that have to do? I mean, some of our kids are lost. We really got to reach out to them because I also overheard, you know, last week the end of the world was supposed to be coming. I asked a high school student, say this, if the end of the world happens, I'm going to hop on a ship and go to Africa.
Wow.
So I guess,
wow.
Because Africa is not included.
In the world.
Yeah. They said, and this is a high school, I'm going to hop on a ship and go to Africa if the end of the world comes.
Wow.
You got money for that?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Some of them can't even make it on the subway and the bus.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I told people, I said they got it wrong. I said the end of the world isn't on the 21st. This is a leap year. I got one more day. But send me all your debit card numbers and stuff, you know, and transfer your funds into my account if you plan not being here. I just don't want that money to go to waste.
So, Lace, what's going on in the world? What we got?
All right, well, the stories I saw today were very depressing, so I decided not to go in-depth on those stories. So the stories that I chose today, starting with, we're going to go into the end of the world. on the day that the world did not end, which everybody thought was going to end as far as in the science goes, they discovered that the world won't end in 2040 as well. NASA discovered that an asteroid that they had planned for collision with Earth, planet, is not going to hit us after all.
Wow.
So, I actually, when I read the story, now that we have another co-host on here, I actually left room for you guys to say, how do you guys feel about all these predictions that seem to be false again?
Well, before I weigh in on this one, we have a caller online too here. Let's go to the caller online too. They must have something to say. Caller, you are on the air in Covenant Cafe. Caller, line two. Okay. I guess they didn't have anything to say.
Or they didn't pay their Metro PCS bill.
Okay. Well, I guess my thing is this. We have so many end-of-the-world threats. You know, actually, the Y2K, which was 2000, coming into 2000, actually worked at Circuit City, where we actually sold computers that were supposed to have been Y2K-proof. People bought a computer just because they said it was Y2K proof. It was last year or the year before last that, man, it was supposed to be July sometime, the end of the world was supposed to happen, and he was completely wrong. I mean, everybody for some reason is trying to, I don't know why so many people are trying to predict the end of the world, because, I mean, like, you're not, if you win, what are you going to get? What is your reward? Because if it's the end of the world, you're not going to win.
True.
You're not going to be around to celebrate. Unless you go to Africa like that kid did, so I said he would. But, I mean, I just don't see what's the obsession of the end of the world thing. I mean, like, I think it's crazy. And people follow it. People go prepare. They hit Home Depot and all these other stores and prepare Okay, my thing is, if you survive, who you gonna hang with? Like, I'm just trying to figure that one out. So, I mean, you know, that's just me personally.
I think, honestly, people spend too much time on stupid stuff.
True.
If as a Christian, the word has already told us no man knows the day nor the hour.
Right.
So why are you wasting your time trying to figure out the day and the hour?
Hmm.
And furthermore, why are you listening to other people trying to figure out the day and the hour?
Hmm.
Sometimes I think we consume our minds with too much foolishness.
True.
You know, Mayans and all this, tigers and bears, whatever. If it ain't Christianity, I don't want to hear nothing about it.
Mm.
I'm not talking about no foolishness. Unless I'm making a joke about it, I just don't consume myself with that kind of stuff. And fear and faith cannot exist at the same time. So you have to choose what is it that you believe in. If you're saying that you're a Christian and you have faith, why are you even worried about that? Even speaking about the Newtown, Connecticut shooting, and everybody's scared to send their children to school, and is my child going to be safe? And why are you driving yourself crazy?
Hmm.
And if you live like you're supposed to live, then you know that that the Father has prepared a place for you and you'll be in that place, which is a lot better than here.
True.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I totally agree with you on that, too, because the Word even says that God has not given the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. So why be fearful of what can happen to you, what might happen to you?
And that definitely ain't sound mind.
Yeah.
And every time somebody predicts something and it doesn't happen, then they're making up excuse as to why it didn't happen. It wasn't going to happen in the first place.
That's true.
If God really wanted the world to end, they would have stopped sending me electric bills and water bills a long time ago.
People are still calling even the day of.
Right. Making your bills late because you don't think you're going to be here. Okay, don't mess up your credit if you want to.
Carrying on with the news, good people do still exist. Contrary to popular belief, there's a group of people called the Layaway Angels. And one of their anonymous donors, he just donated $10,000 at Kmart to pay off layaway, some of people's layaway contracts. He single-handedly paid $10,000 off. These secret Santas, they actually walked into 71 stores and paid a total of $85,000 in layaway balance. And my last little bit of news that I'm going to touch on for today is about an irresistible worker fired in Iowa. So a young lady that goes by the name Don Lemon, she was fired from her job, which is an all-male job, because her boss said that she was irresistible. They ended up going to court, and when they went to court, come to find out, the boss wasn't wrong at all.
Because she was irresistible.
Irresistible. He couldn't help himself, and he knew he couldn't help himself, so he fired her. So as a woman, how do you feel about that? How do you feel? Because she's saying how she's coming back.
Kind of stuff on me because I ain't never been referred to as irresistible. Like, she must be a dancer or something. I've never heard of it.
Wow. In the statement, she said at first she blushed, but when it came to find out he was serious, she got stressed.
Wow. I have something to say about that, but we have a caller on the line. Hopefully maybe this person is going to be weighing in on this conversation. Hold on 1 second. Let's go to the line. Well, they hung up. I don't know what's going on today.
They must be scared. about that irresistible.
The irresistible.
See, what happened, okay, and the thing is, the guy comes forward and said, the reason why they're not tripping as far as the courts go, they're saying she was not fired because of her gender, because, you know, the boss, he has a wife and everything like that. It's more so it's because Nelson, the lady's name that they released, is a threat to his marriage. So just looking at it, they're saying they can't say this is not a civil case. This is nothing doing with civil rights or anything.
Now, what state did this happen in? This must be a right-to-work state.
This happened at in Iowa.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like some right-to-work foolishness. She's not in the union.
Wow. Irresistible.
Irresistible.
Wow.
So looking attractive can really hurt you now. It's dangerous.
Wow. I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah. That's funny.
Somebody sent me a post comment.
So that means if looking good can get you in trouble, that means there's a lot of employed people. Especially at Walmart.
I ain't never seen no irresistible people.
In Walmart.
Ain't nobody leaving that job.
I see some people that'll make you flee. I never say resist temptation.
To make you go to sleep. That's
wow.
I got a post from someone, and they said that it was talking about the Mayans, about the topic with somebody in the world, and they said the Mayans must have meant the end of music in 2012 because people, the human race, has single-handedly killed hip-hop.
So Nicki Minaj is a Mayan, huh?
Yeah, you tell how you want it.
Wow. She is definitely a Mayan. Whoever follows her is just that. It's ridiculous.
Lost.
That is the kind of
I can't listen to the music. I can't understand what they're saying.
No. Because they're not saying anything. It's really nothing I understand.
It's not.
I mean, I need interpreters. I'm trying to read the lyrics with Braille. I just can't understand.
That is all the current events, so it's, we're on to the next.
Okay. So let's look at this. Let's go ahead and go into a song, and then we'll be right back with some interesting stuff. Let me give the headlines for the weird news. Of course, got to cover the end of the world stuff. The title for this one is The End of the World on Christmas Eve. Maya's calendar 13th back turn may actually end at December 24th. The next story is Nas sued over kidnapping ordeal. Concert promoter.
What?
Suing rapper for $10 million. And Houston jewelry heist. Phony 911 call distracts police. We'll be back after these messages. Actually, not messages. We're going to go to Tamala Mann, Take Me to the King. And right after that, we will be going into the weird but true news here on the Covenant Cafe with your host, with the lineup, Lamont Ferguson,
Poetic Lace,
and
Crystal P.
All right, here on the Covenant Cafe, Take Me to the King, Tamala Mann.
My heart is torn in pieces. It's my all. How are you? Good.
What up, though?
Hey, did y'all hear how he changed his voice up? He's like, hey. You know this brother smooth because he quickly got in the character.
Well, you know, I'm sitting up here. You know, I'm from D.C., so I'm sitting up here enjoying a little football. Of course, my skin's won today, so I'm just chilling today.
I saw a lot of hating on Facebook today about that victory.
Yeah, you know how it is, man, but it's all good.
My co-host is kind of mad, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
End of the game there. It was a little confusion, but they pulled one off.
Yeah. Just calling in to you guys. I believe I have an interview with you two guys today.
Yes, sir. Before we get started, man, I gotta say it's always an honor to speak to a man of God. It's always an honor to speak to somebody who's firm in their beliefs and who works hard at what they're doing. So definitely, I want Lamont to give you our recession-proof gift.
Okay. Now here in this recession with the high gas prices. Gas is like $4 in some areas, $3.50 in some areas, and we always have to prepare ourselves for giving you guys a recession-proof gift. And this one is going to come from our Rowdy group.
Wow. I love this show.
As we get started, I'm totally gonna act like I don't know who you are. We're gonna act like we don't know who you are. We didn't read your bio, we didn't see your website, we didn't hear the music, we don't know you. We don't know about BT. We don't know nothing. Pretend I didn't say BT or nothing.
Right, I will definitely do that.
So straight up. We want to know who Jermaine Mickey is. Who is this guy? Weird voice. We know he can switch his character when women get on the line with him.
Oh, no. <nah. laughs> Well, I learned that from Ben Murray. I had to keep that swagger, Ben Murray, so it's all good. Well, I'm Jermaine Mickey. For those that don't know me, first cousin of Johnny Gill and the original member of R&B group To the Extreme. And then you heard me say original member. There's no other person than Jermaine Mickey in this group. So that's wonderful. But I'm from Washington, D.C., and I'm a national recording artist. Currently have a gospel album out right now and working on my second album, single should be out in a couple of weeks. So that's me.
Beautiful. Now, I definitely, as my second question, I have to ask you this. This is my favorite question. I ask national recording artists all the way to independent artists.
Okay.
I'm from what you call an urban neighborhood, and that's very nice to say in ghetto.
Right.
And, I'm used to dealing with people who don't feel they have a reason to believe in God due to the environment. So when they see national artists or celebrities, they always feel like, well, that's them. What about me? With that being said, I would love for you to share your testimony of what God has done for you, where he's brought you from. What is your reason for clinging to God and being so bold and proclaiming that if you just hold on to God, things can happen for you? We definitely want to hear your story.
Do y'all got enough?
Keep it short.
Man, when I sit and think of the goodness of what God has done for me, man, I can go on and on, man. He's marvelous in my life. Of course, having being married for almost 7 years, being able to, you know, live and breathe and have my being. God has been good to me, man. Even through the years that I've been on the road with To the Extreme, being a PK kid, my mom, God bless the dead, she was a bishop of a church, and she always clinged us to prayer and keeping us in church. We were the person
that was always in church, probably like until now. It was like 7 o'clock. We just be getting out of church. But it paid off at me being just turning 40 years old. It paid off in, you know, me and my belief in God. God is wonderful in my life, man. And I just can't tell it all because he's been good to me. He's been good to my career. Man, I just can't tell it. That's the short version. Now, I can go longer.
We definitely don't have the time.
Exactly.
But, you know, in short, though, it's like just a quick summary of what I got that was just your faith and your belief. When you have a faith and a belief, you basically can't help but praise. You can't help it. Because it's too much. It's too much to narrow down. You know,
yeah.
So I definitely applaud it. Just the fact that you saying that, it speaks volumes.
Yeah. I mean, he's been good to me, man. And, I mean, even to the fact that, you know, it's been over a couple of years now that I lost the best friend of my life and my mom, man. And, you know, the only way I could get through that is having God by my side. Because, you know, they say he stick closer to you than any brother. And he can be a mother for the motherless. He can be a father for the fatherless, man. And I just thank him for getting me through those times of not having my mom here. And she was a big part of my life. And the single that I have coming out next is a song that I wrote for her called I Can't Forget. And the best song is basically saying how much God has, you know, carried me through the times of my mom, you know, from the time I went, you know, I can remember, you know, and I'm going to make this short and sweet. I was in Detroit. I came home, you know.
Here we go. not you, but both of the other hosts are from Detroit. I just feel like everybody having a parade today.
I was actually out there for a concert, and my mom had to go to the hospital, and she said, you know, I'll be home when you get back. And I was like, okay, cool. And when I came back, she was not home, and she was unconscious. And her liver had failed, and she had gotten a new liver, and, you know, that liver failed on her, and she was unconscious. And, man, I didn't know what to do at that point because, you know, my whole thing was, you know, to be there when my mom get back. And, you know, she's a big video, you know, when I'm not saying, you know, like, she loved her DVDs. You know, the what's happening, and, you know, bring my DVD up here to the hospital. And I'm like, Mom, you can't. You know, but I was looking forward to doing that, bringing her what's happening so she can laugh, and I wasn't able to get that chance. But before that, I had watched her preach her last sermon in South Carolina, and the doctors didn't want her to go. And to make a long story short, when I got back, she was unconscious, and I never got a chance to talk to her again. And with me writing this song, I Can't Forget, being in God's presence at that time is the only way that I didn't lose my mind. And he kept me humble. He kept me knowing the purpose of the situation, saying that, hey, I'm here for you. I never let you fall. I'm there to the end. You know, when your mom is gone, I'm here. I'm your father. I got you. I got your back. And, man, I get chill bumps thinking about it because that's the person that got me through this. It was him. And I wrote that song on her behalf, man, and I'm happy about it.
And that's the transparency I wanted. Thank you. That's beautiful because I know that touched somebody.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, and I want to say this, you know, for those that lost a loved one and that they think that there's no way out because there's a lot of depression there, you know, God can get you through that situation.
Amen.
You know, they are in a better place. We're striving to get there. And, you know, she's not hurt no more. And I had to really think about that and not be selfish of the situation and say, hey, my mom is in a better place. She's not suffering. And, you know, hey, I'm striving to meet her again. And, you know, man, it's awesome, man, thinking of what God has done for me.
It's awesome.
Amen.
Now, we have a song called I Tried Jesus. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the song before we play it?
I Tried Jesus was written by, this is from my old album that I released in 2007, which is out right now. I Tried Jesus. I had to put a little plug in there. I Tried Jesus is a song. The album is called Testimonies. And throughout my life, you know, dealing with, you know, situations and, you know, me and my wife down to our last dime, all you got to do is try Jesus. Jesus will bring you out of every situation that you possibly can get in. You know, if you in a situation, God can get you out. And my, a friend of mine wrote that song, and I truly relate to it all the time. So, yeah, that's basically summing that up. You know, just try them. That's all you got to do.
Mm.
Just try. Just try. Yeah. It's just like your favorite food. Like, you tell somebody, hey, man, look, you got to try this. This is really good.
Exactly. I mean, I hate to put it in a scenario, but even people that's using drugs, you know, they try the best method to get high.
Mm.
Well, this is my method of getting high, trying Jesus.
Mm.
You know, what can be a better method of putting you on that natural high? And that puts me on that high, man. So I hope y'all enjoy that.
That's awesome. So I want you to hang tight because we're going to go into your song, I Tried Jesus. And we'll be right back.
Okay, that's woo. Toe tapper, y'all. Y'all get y'all foot together.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jermaine Mickey's I Tried Jesus here on the Covenant Cafe.
Yeah.
took me back to church.
Definitely
yes,
took him back to church.
Yes, sir. I mean, I grew up in the traditional music area, and I grew up on groups like the Mighty Clouds and the Wham Brothers,
okay.
And, you know, the Jack Seveners, those type of people that I heard my mom play over and over again on those big old record player, and it never dies, you know, and to the point that I'm a bit quartet lover. That's where you hear that influence as far as that song and, you know, plenty of songs on that album. And, you know, this album, I went out of the box and did a little contemporary, you know, showing my R&B roots, but it's still gospel and it's still God. So that's what counts. But I hope y'all enjoy that.
I
want to
know how many of y'all was trying to hit them high notes when that song was playing.
You know what? I want to give a shout out to the two guys that you heard. They have these young guys they have a group called George Dinkins and the Gospel Disciples. They are group out of Tarboro, North Carolina. And George, if you're familiar with Keith Wonderboy, George Jr. did a song for Keith Wonderboy called "I Made It," and that song That song won a Stellar for Keith, and him and his brother was featured on that song "I Tried Jesus" with me on that, and I enjoyed working with them. And man, it was an awesome album. And the album is out, like I said, Testimonies. Testimonies 2 is coming, so I'm excited about the next album as well.
Okay. All right.
With that being said, we're fans. You have won
Thank
us
you.
Over. Now we
Thank
know
you
who
so
Germanic
much.
Is. So since we found out who he is, we want to know, how can we support him? Where can we find him at? Is there a website? Is there a Twitter? Is there a Facebook? What events is coming up? Shows, projects, et cetera.
Wow.
We want to know so we can buy.
Okay. Well, let's start with the music. You can get that album that you just heard. It's called Testimonies, Germanic. That's on iTunes, all the major outlets as far as online that you can, you know, that you can possibly go online and get, you know, iTunes. If you got an iPhone, go on iTunes right now, go get it.
Okay.
Far as my website is www.germanemickey.com, and you can, I love for people to show me love and sign my guest book. Right now we have a show in February down here. I'm sorry, in January down here in D.C. We'll be giving more information about that on my website. But if you want to book Germanic Mickey, you can call my manager. Her name is Sophia Drain, and her number is 980-406-1665. And I'm sure y'all know Angela. Angela, she does a lot of booking for me as well, so you can also reach her as well. But my manager is the main person you want to get in contact with if you want to find out any information. If I can, I have my own internet radio show called The Quartet Hour that was nominated for a Rhythm of Gospel Award. And it consists of me and myself as the host. I have another co-host, Miss Dean. And Randy Gill. And now let me say, Randy, y'all hear the singing and all that, but y'all have not seen Funny until you heard Randy on Quartet Hour. I mean, he really is crazy.
Wow.
Shout out to my cousin Randy Gill. He's on that show, and that comes on where we on Blog Talk. Matter of fact, we are on Blog Talk. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/thepeoplestation, and you can hear the Quartet Hour starting the first Wednesday in January back on the air. So,
okay. Well, I went online. I already added you as a friend on Facebook.
Okay,
so,
Facebook. Yeah, I'm sorry. Facebook. Facebook.com Germanic Mickey. Twitter.com Germanic Mickey. Website. www.germanicmickey.com.
A lot of info.
And I just accepted because I thank God that I have a Facebook.
and on my phone.
I'll be requesting you soon as well.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank y'all for the support. And I want to come back to premiere the single. The single should be out. I can't give a date yet because my manager will absolutely choke me right now. But it should be done. The single should be done, and once it's done, we'll let Angela know, and my manager will let you guys know. And I would love to come back so y'all can hear that single because it's awesome. It's very awesome.
My final question before I release it to the people.
Okay.
Can you fry chicken?
I'm sorry.
Can you fry chicken? Do you know how to fry chicken?
Now, you talking my thing. Let me sit back a little bit. Let me tell y'all right now. My wife can be a witness to this. I love fried chicken. I mean, I can eat fried chicken 5 times a day. I love
Amen.
It. Unfortunately, uh-huh. I have to stay in shape for the record and the tour and all that other stuff, but I love it. I can fry the best chicken. You know, hey, I love it. I love it. Popeyes, Kentucky, holla at your boy.
Wow.
Yes,
see,
indeed.
What I want to do is I want to throw this big old party. We're having every guest, and we're going to have like a fried chicken off. Now, I just plan on being the tester. I don't want to cook.
Okay.
I just want to try all these fried chickens from all the different states and cities. So you're welcome to come, bring your fried chicken, and we're going to do
can
it.
Can I eat too?
Yeah, you can,
eat.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's a fried chicken day. All we're going to do is fried chicken and fried chicken.
And fried chicken.
And biscuits and fried chicken.
We're going to have all
yes,
the parts
sir.
Of the chicken. Every part
please.
Of the chicken, because, you know, the chicken
please.
Is a good animal.
Please let me know that. I can put that on my. Oh, I'm sorry. Next year I'll be in Houston. In May around Memorial Day weekend. So, I'll be in Houston. So all that stuff will be on my website www.jermainemickey.com. So, I'm at that fried chicken event. So you just let me know when that is, and I will fly down for that for sure. Yes, indeed.
All right, definitely thank you for taking your time and calling in. We definitely appreciate it.
Thank you. And I want to send a shout out to my manager, Sophia Drain, and all the staff, people that works for me. Shout out to my boys, To the Extreme, Randy Gill and The Extra Wiley. Appreciate y'all, man. I thank y'all for y'all support, and I'll be looking to come back on the show.
All righty.
All
right. You have a good evening. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. And thank y'all. God bless y'all.
Happy holidays.
All right.
You too. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Right.
Yeah.
All of them. Yes, you got to shout out all of them. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Happy end of the world. They ought to have
it. Whatever's going to get you the most gifts.
Yeah. You know, you need to start passing out gifts for the end of the world. Nah, this is your end of the world gift. You know, can't be anything good because it's the end of the world, so.
And you can't return
it. Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and pay some bills. We have to pay some bills so we can stay on air. So
this
we're
the
gonna...
end of the world. They're not going to be there.
So we're going to go ahead to a commercial break, and we're going to come back to the weird news here on the Covenant Cafe. Your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace,
and
Crystal P
here on the Covenant Cafe.
Have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California. You have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Covenant Cafe. Now, this is the segment where we discuss the weird news that's going on. Right now, of course, everybody's talking about the end of the world, and we are still intact. Now, this story is about, once again, the end of the world, and it says the end of the world on Christmas Eve. The Maya's calendar, 13th Baptism, may actually end December 24th. So we're not out of the woods just yet. Mm-hmm. After months of bunker stocking, NASA calling, and party planning, December 21st, 2012 passed with the world still firmly in place. If you believe, however, that the end of the world, end of the Maya calendar, 13th Baptism, would indeed signify the end of the world, you might not want to breathe easy just yet. Matching up modern calendars with Mayan predictions is tricky. As the German researcher says, is online. He says that the 13th vaccine may not actually be over until December 24th. Nevertheless, whatever the exact date is, the end of the vaccine, if I'm saying this correctly, a period of time lasting 144,000 days represents the end of an era, not the end of the world. The change is comparable to the turn of the millennium. Mm-hmm. In fact, Maya artifacts include many references to dates that stem far beyond December 2012. You'll find dates in the Maya text that are thousands or millions of years into the future. So still, perhaps, you can't scrap the end of the world playlist just yet. So it's still going to keep coming. Yeah. Now, everyone's familiar with Nasir Jones, which goes by the name of Nas.
He was
sued over kidnapping ordeal. A concert promoter is suing this rapper for $10 million.
Mm.
Now, here's the story. The concert promoter who claims he was kidnapped because rapper Nas did not show up for a scheduled performance is now suing the rapper for $10 million. So because Nas didn't show up, I guess someone kidnapped this guy. He wants to sue Nas for not showing up.
What?
Here it is. In December 2011, Patrick All Local, I can't pronounce this guy's name, it's A-L-L-O-C-C-O, All Oco, alleges that he was kidnapped in Angola because the rapper did not show up for a New Year's Eve concert after allegedly taking his $300,000 performance fee. This guy told TMZ that he and his son were kidnapped by men working for a local concert promoter who held him at gunpoint in order to turn him over to local authorities. He said he was held against his will for 50 days
during which time he was beaten and threatened. In a lawsuit on Friday, he claims he sustained psychological, physical, and financial injury during his ordeal, losing his home and company in the process. According to the papers, court papers, he also claims that Nas received a $300,000 fee in advance for the stand of playing the show. He was in Miami attending a New Year's Eve engagement party at the home of the basketball player. Everyone knows this guy, LeBron James. So far, Nas has not commented on the lawsuit just yet.
Mm.
That man's name is all local in Spanish. That's all crazy.
Exactly. I mean, how are you going to sue somebody for getting kidnapped? Did you try to turn those guys in? I mean, his last name is all local, so he must be.
Yeah, all crazy.
Yeah.
Totally.
All local.
All local. And the last story for today, Houston jury heist, phony 911 call distracted police. The week after the sad situation in Newtown, Connecticut, the jury thieves may have taken advantage of the nation's fears of a similar event, police say in Texas. Tuesday afternoon, Houston dispatchers received a 911 call stating that a man with a gun was in a local theater. Officers rushed to the scene but found no signs of the alleged man or the caller. While the police were occupied with the theater, however, four or five men armed with covered faces burst into a Jared's jewelry store just two blocks away. The suspects forced customers onto the floor while the others shattered the display cases stealing the goods. They made off with nearly $1 million of worth of jewelry.
Mm.
Even if it's not part of the plan to save the jury heist, misusing the 911 system is still a criminal offense. So that was pretty crazy. Now, in September, one Floridian teenager was arrested after he allegedly dialed 911 twice to inform dispatchers that his dreams had become reality. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now the month before, another Floridian, I don't know what's going on with you guys down there.
Yeah, I know.
This person was charged with 7 counts of misusing the 911 system after he allegedly repeatedly called 911 to request that female officers come to his house to have sex with him.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Somebody's trying to stir up the gift.
Oh, my God. That sounds like something that would happen here.
Wow. And that ends the weird news for today.
Wow.
You know what makes me mad? The one time we do talk about Florida is nonsense. Who does that? Now, I ain't gonna lie, when I was a child, because I'm from Compton, but when we first moved to Florida, when I was like 8, I was younger than that. And, you know, I had the commercials that said, you know, call 911, da-da-da, if you need help. So I called 911 to get the pickle jar down because I couldn't reach it, right? And I didn't know any better. And they told me I can't do that. But that's a whole nother level there.
But, yeah, that's insane. You call a 911, you call an emergency as a joke to have some women come over, really?
Female officers.
You tell them to bring handcuffs, too?
I guess he really wanted to go beyond the status of role play.
Yeah.
Wow. It's insane. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is get into another song, and we're going to come back with Crystal Pete and see what Miss Crystal Pete has for us here on the Covenant Cafe. So we're going to go into one of my favorite songs. Everybody knows this guy. If you do not know this guy, you are living seriously under a rock. This is our favorite song here on the Covenant Cafe, Al Green, Everything Is Gonna Be All Right.
I'm glad somebody I know.
Crystal P is crazy.com.
Okay, she's serious.
Right. And actually, on my website, you can actually click on the Twitter and the Facebook links and connect to Twitter and Facebook. I actually have Twitter loaded up on my website where you can follow everything that I've been tweeting. And schedule-wise, I'm winding down. I had 12 or 13 shows for the month of December. And I'm doing a family Christmas party. A family hired me to do their Christmas party tomorrow. And then I'm at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church Friday the 28th.
Okay. Sounds good. Can you give us a little preview of what they will be hearing?
Oh, my goodness. I talk about everything. Y'all were talking about when Jermaine was on, he was talking about in church. And they just be getting out now. I was like, ooh, thank you, Jesus, for going to a football-friendly church. Because I get out at 11:45. I talk about sports. I talk about family. I talk about being plus size. I talk about relationships. Now, I don't know if you all have seen what I look like or anything, but for those of you that don't know me, I'm a 36. That's my fine knee ankle. So you're going to get a little bit of everything. You get all kinds of stuff. I talk about everything. Folks in church, not walking in their anointing, skipping in their gifts. I talk about women who not anointed and appointed to wear sandals to church.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know toenails supposed to be on the inside of the shoes.
Oh, wow. Oh, you see some toenails just dragging.
Ripping up the church carpet and tapping Morse code in the wooden floors and the back of the hill looks like broken communion bread.
Mm.
We talk about all of that.
All that. That's funny. That is some funny stuff.
It is.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a good 2013. I ran into Pastor Jamal Bryant, so I'm looking to connect with their ministry and Baltimore, and just looking to connect with some ministries across the country. I love to travel and go across the country, so that's what I'm looking forward to doing even more in 2013. And I might be back on the Lapalooia tour again, so look out for that on my website as well.
Okay, that's the same thing with your Facebook?
Yes, I have Facebook. My Facebook is Comedian Crystal P.
Okay.
Because Crystal P is crazy, it's all full, and it won't let me accept anybody on there.
Okay. So the Comedian Crystal P.
Uh-huh, Comedian, I-E-N-N-E.
Gotcha.
Straight
one. So what we'll do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into our favorite segment, which is the poetry spot here on the Covenant Cafe. And, of course, we always have a little something special. However, I found a little interesting short story to talk about. It's about comparing yourselves. We all compare ourselves. And this is an interesting little piece. So let's go on to the poetry spot here on the Covenant Cafe.
This is the poetry spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it through into the universe, taping down the tongue, and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely, no leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Blow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now it's a dime. Blow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked mind. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind and you will then be able to float free. Now, leave me. This is the D Poetry Spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Poetry Spot. We have a special guest, and here on out, she is the wonderful comedian, Crystal Pete, of course. And then, of course, we have Poetic Lace and myself. Now, check this out. This story here is this. It's very unique. And once again, I always give the disclaimer that this is something that we didn't write. I found this story online. I have to do that because people are like, oh, yeah, he said he write all his own stuff. He said that. No. So you can go back to the recording and listen. This is not ours. It's not written by neither one of us, neither by Crystal P, myself, Lamont Ferguson, or Poetic Lace. This is written by actually an inspirational poem. So it's called Stop Comparing. The story starts off like this. We live in a pathological, dissatisfied world. And what I'm going to do is tell you why. Because we love to compare. Go around the world and discover that people aren't happy with their bodies. Filipinos want to be fairly complexioned like Westerners and so buy bleaching stuff. Westerners want to be owned bronze bodies like ours and so purchase tanning lotions. Those with moles have them removed, while those who don't strategically implant beauty spots. Some people want to shed a few pounds to look like Ally McBeal, while others want to gain some baby fat to look like Drew Barrymore. When are we ever going to stop and simply be happy about how we look? We live in a sick world, I tell you, and that sickness is comparisonitis. Take a look at wealth. When we drive our old Toyota, it really suits us fine. We feel blessed. In fact, when the rain pours outside and we feel snug and cozy on its faded, upholstered seats. But the moment we see our own office mate or neighbor or buddy or cousin or brother drive his sleek sky blue four-door, four-wheel drive Honda RAV4, we automatically feel like third-class children of God. Next time we drive our bumpy, noisy, rusted, dilapidated Toyota, notice how all the defects come out of all of a sudden. We feel deprived, dispossessed, pariah, debased, and only a little higher than the insects of the earth. Listen carefully. Bill Gates' total assets are worth $60 billion. That's more than the GNP of some small countries. Tiger Woods earns $80 million simply by smiling on TV in a Nike shirt. And the stars of the sitcom Friends were paid $50,000 per episode. My point, no matter how hard you work, there'll still be some people who will be richer than you are. And there'll be some people who will be more beautiful and have more sex appeal, have more boyfriends, and have more problems. Try it for once. Stop looking around and don't compare. Don't compare her nose with your nose. Don't compare his wife with your wife. Don't compare his salary with your salary, her breast size with your breast size. Her kids' report card with your kids' report card, his prayer group with your prayer group. Don't compare cellulite deposits with your cellulite deposits. For crying out loud, stop comparing and start living, and you'll be happier with your life, I guarantee. This is crucial. The more difficult thing in the world is to be who you are not. Pretending and trying to be someone else is the official pastime of the human race. And the easiest thing in the world to be is to be yourself, be happy, live. There must be a reason why God made you tall or short or fat or thin or bumpy all over. Love who you are.
That's
that is, that was The name of that story is Stop Comparing. And we are actually, it's funny, and Crystal, for the last couple of weeks, we've been actually talking about this because everybody always elevate themselves to the next level of what someone else has or even what they have. So say, for instance, you don't have a car, and then you often get blessed and you get a car from a used car lot, and all of a sudden you say, oh, man, I got this, whatever, Honda Civic, whatever. All right, now I need some rims. Oh, man, now I need a better sound system. Oh, now I need some tinted windows. Now you didn't put all that into the car, and then all of a sudden you say, oh, man, my car not running right. I need another car. I need something with better gas mileage. I need to, we always want to elevate ourselves and not be satisfied of what we have.
I'm satisfied with what I got. I ain't trying to get any more unnecessary money.
Exactly. And we all get, you see so many people, like they say, keeping up with the Joneses. Just because they have a bigger house.
They got bigger bills.
Say it again?
I said they got bigger bills.
Exactly. And also just because these people have maybe a better house, let's say a bigger house, I want to say better, a bigger house. Say like you live in a two-bedroom. They may have 4 or 5 bedrooms, big two-door garage, car garage, whatever. But you don't know their story in within their house. You might be struggling. You struggle to pay your bills just the way they struggle theirs. It's just on a different level.
Well, this is one thing my dad always taught me. He said, if I had a dollar and I spent 99 cents less, he asked me how much I had. And I said, a penny. He said, well, if I had $1,000 and I spent $999.99, how much would I have? I said, a penny. He said, so we in the same boat. So in other words, people, making more money, don't spend a lot more, and they end up in the same situation you're in.
Exactly. We do have a caller on line 3. Let's go to our line here and see who we might have here on our line. Well, I lost the caller there. I don't know what's going on with our switchboard.
Are you hanging up on people?
I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to report this to the technical person, our technical guy, the man of the hour, D. Slate. We got to give D. Slate shout out. D. Slate. D. Slate. So, let's go to the line again here. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air with the Covenant Cafe.
Hello.
Caller?
This is Marcus McFarlane.
Hello,
Marcus.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, we're doing fine. We're going to give you a recession-proof greeting from our rowdy group here. We're glad you called.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Poetic Lace will be doing the interview.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, for starters, I definitely, I say this a lot, but I mean it every time. It is an honor to be on the phone or to be on the line with a man of God, with another man of God, with a soldier for the Lord. So definitely I commend you, and I ask that you please stay encouraged and keep fighting for it. Definitely had to say that first.
Thank you so much. Praise God. I'm glad to receive such honor, and it's not me. All glory absolutely be to God. I'm trying every day to be a man of God.
Amen. Amen. So going into the interview, we're going to pretend I don't know nothing about you. I didn't look you up. I didn't read your bio. I didn't listen to your music. Nobody. You never. We're going to pretend like you just fell out of the sky. So
okay.
Who is Mr. Marcus McFarlane? Who is this guy?
Man, I'm your average church boy who was raised in on the front pew who had God-fearing parents who were old-fashioned and believed that if they put the fear of God in their child's heart, that not only would they respect God, but they would respect that belt and the parents.
That's true.
And they just showed a lot of love to me and taught me the word. And I also fell in love with gospel music at the same time. And from there, basically, God began to put really powerful lyrics in my heart that I felt like I could translate a little differently to those who are my age and even a little older. And I feel like I'm just a praise and worshiper who could bridge that gap between young and old.
Amen. I definitely can relate with you on the whoopings. I got a lot of those when I was younger. And my mom would still try me now, even in my 20s.
I already know what you're talking about.
So with that being said, since that's my background, I'm from an urban neighborhood, which is, nice for ghetto. I love saying that. And I deal with a lot of people who just feel like because of our environment, we can't make it out. And those who do get out, we're very lucky. And those who say that are lucky, we like to say now we're blessed. With that being said, we want to know, what's your testimony? What has God done for you? What has God pulled you out of for you to be so bold to proclaim the gospel?
One thing that I know that God has definitely done for me is He's put a fear in my heart for Him that is much like, I believe that's like a lot of other people who have looked at their own lives and said, you've done so many things for me that I would be foolish to not serve you wholeheartedly. I played sports in high school, and just like any other young male, you like to get involved in athletics and things like that, and do other things. I can remember even being a teenager and playing for a coach that would tell you to run and sweat and you don't stop till I tell you, all this kind of stuff. And my father was always a person who would encourage us, my brother and I, and say, look, there's nowhere in the world you're going to get out on the court and do all that stuff and then come to church, sit on the pew, and just stare. And so I always kind of dedicated in my heart, like, God, if I can run on the court for a man and do this for a team or be radical in sports, I believe that I should do much more when it comes time to give your name reverence. And that's pretty much where I've kind of geared myself toward. When I even praise, when I'm singing, when I'm dancing, whatever it is that I'm doing for God, I'm going hard all the way. I don't care if it's two people in the audience. I don't care if it's 2,000. Regardless, you then become an observer because now it's me and God time. And you actually just happen to be here to observe. Now, you can get with me, but I'm going to give it my all.
I love that. I love that because I just said that. Literally, I just said that yesterday. I had a show last night. I said if 1,000 people show up or just one person, we got to give it an all. Because when I played college ball, I gave it my all. And I got to go harder because this is God. So for you to say that, it's so valuable because it's a common spirit.
Yes, sir.
And, I bless that. Glory to God.
Well, now what we're going to do is definitely go into your song, I'm Coming Out. We're going to come back to you after your song. But before we go into that, can you tell us some of your writing processes? What was the writing process for this particular song?
I can actually remember exactly. I was just going through a certain situation, and I was probably, maybe 20, 21 years old at the time. I'm 29 now, but I was about 20 or 21 years old, and I was driving, and I remember hearing Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole's song, I'm Coming Up With My Hands Up. I know you remember that one. And being in a place where I was like, man, the song is hot, but I want to sing it from my heart. I want to sing it from my experience. And it was more like, I'm literally driving the car, and the song came to me. The song came to me in the sense of, God, I want to give you this radical praise. And so as I began to drive, I literally began to just say what was on my heart and what was on my mind. pulled out my little cell phone and started recording what was coming to me at the time, and later it just developed. And so this is what you're about to hear. I'm coming out, and the song really speaks for itself.
All right. I'm coming out here on the Covenant Cafe, and please do not confuse it with I'm coming out of the closet. It is a song called I Am Coming Out. Marcus McFarland here on the Covenant Cafe. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, your vocals are dope. straight up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. Thank
so
you.
So it's obvious
it.
That you have won us over. So since you've won us over, how can we support you? Where's your website? Is there a Twitter? Is there a Facebook? What events do you have coming up? Any projects we need to be aware of, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, you can absolutely go to www.marcusoldermack.com. That's M-A-R-C-U-S, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, Elder, E-L-D-E-R-M-A-C.com. All of my links and whatnot are on there. If you want to go to Facebook, just go to facebook.com/MarcusElderMack. Twitter is ElderMack22. You can find me on all of those. But if you go straight to the website, all my links are on there. My YouTube, I'm at ElderMackTV. And you can find live performances, exclusive performances, TV interviews, and things of that nature. But just get on that website. You'll find a lot of great information about me. You'll find some of my tweets and things comical and encouraging. So I believe in just being real too. You know, you don't always have to be
Amen.
Deep, but you know,
Amen.
I just enjoy being able to speak to
Get
the natural man too.
That's true. That's true. This is my most important question of the night before I turn you over to the people. Are you ready?
All right.
Can you fry chicken?
Can I fry chicken?
Do you know how to fry chicken? Yes,
well,
sir.
I know how to fry chicken. Yeah, I know how to fry chicken and when I was about 10, around the same time I started making breakfast for the whole family. So, yes, frying chicken was a part of my expertise as a young man.
Now, I'm not... Now, I'm not talking about just, you know how to throw it, you know how to put the flour on there and just throw it in the grease. Is your chicken worth eating? And I'm not talking about because my stomach is empty. I'm talking about I have a choice between your chicken and the man next door's chicken.
not only is my chicken worth eating, but the batter is both delicious before it is anointed and deep fried. So you can believe that before it hits that oil, before the oil hits that chicken, it's definitely going to be battered greatly.
You're invited to the fried chicken off that I'm going to have everybody come to, all the artists.
Fried greatly.
That was the most impressive resume of fried chicken I've heard thus far.
That's
you do it right, you use the right kind of oil, you're anointing it. So you just got to make sure that it's prepared before it goes down, you know, because once it go in, it don't come up the same.
True. Very true.
Well,
people have you now.
Definitely appreciate you coming, taking your time and calling in and to chat with us and, you know, tell us about yourself. We really, really, really appreciate it here on the Covenant Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me. I really count it an honor to be a part of the show.
Amen.
And before you go, we definitely have to give you our recession-proof gift. Definitely enjoy your holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
Happy Hanukkah.
Make sure you are. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Feliz
Navidad. Feliz Navidad. All the above. Definitely.
Yes.
All right. You have a good evening.
All right. You all too.
All right. Definitely a cool gentleman there. Definitely.
Definitely. He said something real powerful.
That was a hot song.
It was.
I hate when people compare people, but it reminded me a little bit of Jay Moss.
Jay Moss, I thought the same thing. I definitely did.
Well, there it is.
The song was hot.
The boy was throwing down. He was throwing down.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying, Lace?
Well, he said something about the oil, how important the oil is before you put the chicken. No, I wasn't saying that. That was really deep.
Yeah. Got to make sure the oil right. Got to make sure the oil right.
Yeah. Now, can't be too hot.
No, because if you do, you definitely going to burn that chicken alive, and which is not alive
well,
at the moment.
You'll cook it too fast. The outside to be crispy, and the inside to be a bloody mess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, that looks really crispy. And you bite into that, you think you're eating rare.
Yeah.
I don't know, you can order chicken medium rare.
Let's remind you some salmonella at somebody else.
True.
And salmonella at somebody else.
Get a vampire disease or something. True.
Exactly. Now,
is this Mayan chicken?
Is that Mayan chicken? Is this the end of the world chicken?
Right.
The end of the world chicken.
Yeah,
that's going to
be
on KC's next menu.
The world.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be on KC's next menu. The end of the world chicken. Because they already had something similar when they had the little mixer bowl with everything in it. What did they call it? They had the corn, the rice, the chicken, the mashed potato, all in one bowl.
Oh, I didn't eat no foolishness like that.
What was it called? The something bowl. And they had everything in it. Like they had corn, mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
chicken.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, man, I can't think of that bowl. That was the end of the world bowl right there. Just mixed everything together and they sold it. And it's so funny because people do that anyway sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't like my food to touch, so that wouldn't appeal to me.
You say you don't like your food to touch, so you eat like 30 minutes per bite as it's going down.
Yeah, I don't like nothing slathered in nothing.
No, really?
I'm finicky.
I'm finicky. All right, we've definitely winded down here. We have 11 minutes left on our show here tonight. We thank you. Thank everybody for tuning in. We had definitely had a great show for our new co-host here, Crystal Pete. Definitely appreciated calling it the comedian Crystal Pete, I should say. Beautiful young lady. We just had a lot of good things going on today. A couple of wonderful guests that called in. Even very interesting conversations. What we're going to actually do is get into our words to live by for the week. We do have 10 minutes, so we do have time to elaborate on that before we close. So, Lace, can you give us our words to live by?
Yes, definitely. So our words for the week is basically something truly we got to live by. It comes from Colossians 3:12-15, and it reads, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body. And be thankful." So when we declare being saved, point blank period, we are the elect of God. So you see what the standards of what we have to do. Long suffering. We're gearing towards holiness. We have to show mercy. We have to be kindness, be in humility, being meek, bearing one another, forgiving one another. I heard a young lady earlier in this week as I was counseling her. She was talking about how she don't see why she's helping all these people, and when something happens to her, it's like people change and she ain't putting up with the nonsense no more. Da 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 da. Right? Kind of funny to me because in the last sentence, what it said in verse 13, how Christ forgave you, you also must do. So think about the times how Christ did so much for us and we didn't do nothing for Christ. And Christ still put up with us even when we didn't want to put up with his requirements.
Right.
So it's like looking at all the love that God has done for us, everything God, because everything that the scripture we just read is basically is how God does us, with the mercy, the long-suffering, the love, the kindness, the bearing, dealing with us point blank period. We trifle with people when we're in the flesh, straight up. So with that being said, in the course of this week, in the course of everyday life, point blank period, what I encourage is for everybody to be as Christ and to forgive as we have been forgiven, just to walk in love, to be thankful for everything, long-suffering, being kind, meek, humility. This is what we are. This is who we should be. And that's what our word is for the week.
That's awesome. Definitely. You know what? And that's also, I mean, that just goes along with, you know, what we discussed earlier. You know, just being thankful for what you have, who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people struggle with their image. I mean, I'm not tall enough. I'm too short. I'm too big. I'm too little. I'm this. I'm that. I mean, we have enough trouble in the world to face before we leave our house. But before we even leave our house, we are already tearing ourselves down.
Right.
You know, you may tell somebody, hey, even just think about in your everyday conversation. If you're going on a job interview, you may say to somebody, hey, I'm gonna go try to get this job. You already took yourself 50% back because you said, I'm going to try to get this. You know what I mean? If you speak it, you know, speak some positive energy out into that situation.
Atmosphere,
yeah.
Then it may arrive. You know, but We get into a lot of that. I'm going to try to do this, or I don't feel good, so I can't go here. You know, sometimes some people just stay at home and they have a common cold. Now, understand this, though. There are days where the common cold may have your head spinning, you can't breathe, that's different. But there are people that would just have a runny nose. I know people that, man, my nose is running. I just had to just stay home. Stay home. So you cannot blow your nose at work. Oh, your toothache? What? You can't go to work with a toothache? I've heard a lot of stuff in my life. And we all make, a lot of people make excuses for small stuff when it don't even have to be. You have any feedback on that there, Crystal?
No. You said walk in love. I hurt my leg, so I'm a limp in love. But I'm there. I'm forgiving everybody.
There it is.
That's right.
Now, Crystal, so you grew up, I was going to ask you this. What high school did you graduate from?
Oak Park.
Oak Park. So the whole time you just been at Oak Park.
No, I actually grew up in Royal Oak Township, right there, 8
okay.
Mile and Myers. So
okay.
I'm from the hood.
Let that be known.
little small town. You know, but for the R&B people, where the Spinners are from.
Okay.
If anybody watched Unsung, they actually show parts of my neighborhood. And just some other people that came from there, from the Motown era and things of that nature, from Marlow Township. Even Greg Kessler, for those who are into Michigan State and basketball, he was from there as well. I'm not one of those bougie suburbanites.
That's funny. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for our show today. So what we're going to do, we're going to close out on the song. So we definitely appreciate you, comedian Crystal P, and we definitely got to keep you on our show. I mean, you are the bomb, not like Afghanistan type bomb. I mean, you are the bomb.
Hey, come watch me on my, I got YouTube videos. They can watch them right on my website.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll definitely do that. And
a name
we
with
definitely
a face.
We definitely got to give you the rowdy group right here. The rowdy group. Y'all love Crystal? Y'all love Crystal P here? delayed love. They had a delayed love. They had a delayed love.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking about. You talking about? You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna close out with Mary Mary Walking. Don't you love that song?
It's 20 degrees out here. I'm not walking nowhere. I'm watching through the window.
Straight up.
You're watching for the window. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Covenant Cafe. Your host, Lamont Ferguson, poetic. Oh, excuse me, I didn't want to take your introduction. Lamont Ferguson.
No, you. I'm just doing that. Petty. You start again.
Lamont Ferguson.
Poetic Lace.
And
Crystal P.
Crystal P, the comedian. We're going out on. Going to Covenant Cafe. We're going out on Mary Mary Walking. See you next week. Merry Christmas.
Now that I got you.